sing them over again to me. Wonderful words of life.
Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Thank you for listening, Word of Eternal Life. And this message is broadcasted and prepared by Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida. And we are grateful to you for your listening and the time you spend in the radio listening to these messages. Now, I have been discussing the millennium, the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, at the end, God's plan of eternal program. And in that program, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, will appear to the Jewish nation. And the Jewish nation finally believe in the Messiah. They recognize him as the Christ their forefathers crucified. Now, don't be offended when I am saying this to you. If you are a Jewish person, we love you, and we are Christians who came as a revived Judaic religion. God Jesus came as the promises that given throughout the history of Jewish nation about his son Christ will appear. Ever since Adam and Eve sinned, this promise existed. Now, this promise existed more than 6,022-23 years. Today is this is the year of 2024, and this many years, 6,000 plus years, has this been proclaimed by God to Adam and Eve, the promise of the woman's child. And then it says, he will crush the serpent's head. And it is in Genesis chapter 5, verse 3, verse 15. Then we see another prophecy after that concerning Jesus Christ, who will be the Messiah, which we have proved that with all the prophecies concerning the Messiah, which applied on Jesus. We didn't apply it because God applied it. God sent his son through Virgin Mary, and a virgin became pregnant, as it was prophesied by Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, and the virgin became the mother of Christ, and the virgin's husband-to-be became his father, who will raise Christ. Now, Jesus was not a human man's seed, but he was the Son of God, but he was impregnated by the Spirit of God, came and covered Mary. That we know the story. If you go and read Luke, book of Gospel of Luke chapter 3 and Matthew, we can read in the beginning the genealogy of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, genealogically, the son of David from the tribe of Judah, and which is what the Messiah is supposed to be. Messiah is supposed to be the woman's seed, and the woman's son, and Messiah is supposed to be born of the virgin. Messiah is supposed to be born in Bethlehem of Ephrathah, in the family of David. And Messiah is supposed to be, become an alien in living in a foreign country, as it happened to be Egypt, for 3 to 4 years approximately. When he was 2 years old, Herod killed all the youngsters in children 2 years and younger in the Judean territory. And Jesus was spared by God giving early information to Joseph to leave and go to Egypt. Now, that prophecy was fulfilled by Jeremiah's prophecy. It says that Rachel crying for their children, and Rachel is one of the mothers of Israel, which Rachel was given more credit, look like, than Leah, who was the other wife of Jacob. Now, Rachel given more credit seems to be because Jacob loved Rachel more than Leah, even though Leah had more children, and 11 children, and Rachel only had 2 children. So anyway, Rachel was crying in prophetically. Many years ago, it was a metaphor that something did not exist at the time, but it happened in the future, but it was said like in a poetical way. It's a metaphor that Rachel is crying. Now, Rachel was buried at the time many years back, but this event happened as a symbolical language. Now, after that, Joseph returns at AD 4, which is the 4th century, end of the 4th century, Herod the Great dies. And as soon as he dies, angel of the Lord Gabriel appeared to Joseph again in Egypt and asked him to go back to his country because the enemy of the child has been dead. Now he come back and he lives in Nazareth of Galilee, because he figured that the son of the Herod the Great, Archelaus, was ruling Judea, so that Archelaus was not that better than humanitarian way to people. So he decided to go to another territory which was not his home. He should have gone to Judea. He was supposed to live in his family. It was in Bethlehem, but they lived in Nazareth. And that prophecy claimed to be another prophecy that another prophet, it looked like Hosea or Amos. One of them prayed and said that, "I called my son, as God is saying, from a foreign country." Now, Jesus was called back to his country from the foreign country. That prophecy fulfilled. And after that, another prophecy fulfilled is that Jesus grew up in Nazareth. So that was another prophecy later that they called him Nazarene, because he is a Nazarene child. He was brought up in Nazarene. That's his hometown or a village where he was developed and grew up. Now, we know the story up to that point, and there are many prophecies fulfilled after that, and Christ is Messiah. My name is Dr. Reverend Chaco Varghese. I have published 3 books, and another book which is waiting to be published or being edited is to prove that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, in that all the prophecies concerning Messiah has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. See, that's how we need to look at it. And it's a Jew or a Gentile that you are looking for a savior or a Messiah. That was Christ. It was fulfilled in him. Now, we are talking about all the way end of this ages, when Jesus will come back to save the Jewish nation, which is by the war called Armageddon, and which will defeat the nations, come against Israel. We have discussed all those in the previous lecture. Now, all these messages are available in the archives. If you go on the radio station's channels on demand, click on demand in their website, and you can hear whichever preacher's message you want to listen. And if you click on Word of Eternal Life, you can hear, look up all the messages we have there. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus became the king, and I gave the basics backgrounds of all those in from Zechariah last time, from 14, the chapter. And also today, I'm going to talk about the helper of Israel. Jesus Christ, or the Messiah, is their helper. And no one else is going to help them. The Lord God, Jehovah, in the Old Testament, who was called God was called. Now, God is a Trinity, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, was not very well revealed, it seems to be, to the Old Testament. But God was revealed through his Son, that the one which was promised, that he was revealed in the New Testament. That's why we call it New Testament. Now, I know many Jewish people were prohibited from reading the New Testament because it's the New Testament of Jesus Christ, because they do not accept, and the rabbis and elders of Israel at the time who crucified them, they spread the news and continue teaching the Israel, and that do not believe and do not read the New Testament. I am very unhappy and sorry to hear that. Sometimes I was also told that they were prohibited from reading the book of Isaiah chapter 53. If you read the book of Isaiah 53, you know who the Messiah is. Now, let me go back to this rule of Christ. Here in the book of Isaiah chapter 41, it says, "Be silent before me, you islands. Let the nations renew their strength." See, under the rule of Messiah, the nations will renew their strength, even the islands. "Let them come forward and speak to to us, meet together at the place of judgment. You see, God is the ultimate judge, and no one can challenge God when he is going to ask you for your life and your faith. That God may don't ask you today. He may let you go the way you choose to live, but there is a freedom given to you, each one of us, to follow God or not to follow God, to believe God or not to believe God. And I wrote my first book. It's called When You Meet God. That book is available in Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble. You can also ask one of the radio stations in Florida, WCNO 89.9 in Palm City, Florida. They can also help you to get that book. This book will tell you how God has explained himself in five different ways. All the natural ways how God spoke to people. That one way God has revealed himself, through his scriptures, and then he also revealed himself through human encounters. There were many human encounters the Bible has documented about the history of certain people. See, some of those people, their descendants became Israel, because if there was no God, and then they did not meet the Abraham, the father of Jewish nation, did not meet God, then means he was a liar. No, Abraham did meet God four different times. It's the greatest revelation, where he spoke with God and he gave him promises of a nation under him and the place and location where they will live, which is where the land of Canaan. Now, that is where they are living currently, even though they lost a lot of their land, which is not under their control today. So that's one evidence. Then the third evidence is your own conscience, that when you have a conscience that God placed in you, it's called God conscience, that you do have God conscience. If you sit down on a place, just rest and please think about God's presence in you, that how did all this world came together, and think about God, you will get to know, understand the presence of God in you itself. There is a presence of God in you. Then God has revealed also by the universe, the creation of the universe, the galaxies. I have put about 30-40% of my 239-40 page book about the universe and the science and the calculations, how it has been done. A human being could not have done. Bill Gates said that his computers could not be able to keep up with the universe, how it has been expanding, and the speed and the activity of the universe. So many scientists finally come down and agreed there is somebody who is beyond the human intelligence and knowledge, that who had been behind the creation of the universe. The creation of the universe, that person is what whom I call God. Then you meet that God in your faith by believing in him, not like a blank belief, not like a false belief. Think about it. Just make sense out of it. If you don't make sense out of it, then there is no God. Basically, you have to think and understand the God's presence in the universe. Now, the fifth method God has revealed himself is through the prophetical revelation of Jesus Christ. All the prophecies about Jesus in the Bible, the Messiah who will come, which I mentioned in the beginning of this preaching, is that Christ came and he is the divine revelation of the invisible God. He is the bodily appearance of the divine invisible God. Praise God. The Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit, we call them, they are triune God. They are one person, but they appeared to the humanity in three different ways. I don't want to lecture that this time, but I wanted to say there was five ways God has revealed it to humanity, that you cannot say that God did not tell you anything. Now, the gospel of Jesus Christ we are preaching. Now, we are talking about the same Jesus, Messiah, who is helping the Israel. Israel, who has stirred up one from the east, it says in chapter 41 of Isaiah, calling him in righteousness to his service. He hands nations over to him and subdues kings before him. See, at the end, when Jesus rules Israel as the King of the kings and the Lord of the lords, the entire world will surrender under his authority. Now, in the book of Psalms, chapter The second psalm says that he will rule them with an iron scepter. So as the Psalms 110. The Christ the Lord is not going to be very mild or compassionate to the people who are rude and angry and who were injustice to the humanity. He is going to punish them. No, so that's what it is. And also the nations will live under the umbrella of the kingdom of Israel. He turns them to dust with his sword, to wind blown chafe with his bow. That means he can punish everyone. These are symbolical languages. The Bible is speaking like in the prophetical language. They turn into dust and turn into chaff, and also use his bow to punish them. By path his feet have not traveled before. Who has done this and carried it through, calling forth the generations from the beginning? Praise the Lord. The Lord with the first of them, with the last, I am he. You know, there was nobody else as God. There's nobody else as God. And don't be misunderstanding that religions and coming up and thinkers and ideologists were coming up and saying there is this God, there is that God, and they are not sure about at the end to know who is the real God. And here it is. God says, I am the first from with the last, I am he. The islands have seen it and fear, the ends of the earth tremble. They approach and come forward. You see, if I want to explain each of this, it will take more time. Now, the islands, see, remember, the earth was like one piece of land. You know, it's called Pangaea. And the earth was split and broken into pieces after the human race have committed many sins against God. God, the earth couldn't itself stay together. It just started breaking apart. The plates split and move away. So the islands, like, yeah, they are not living organisms. Yeah? These are pieces of land. Now God says they even the people, piece of land who don't have life in them, they know who is God. They recognize God. Each helper, now we have coming to the next part of this chapter. It says, God says, I have chosen you and have not rejected you. See, many times Israel thought that they were rejected by God. That's why the enemies are punishing them. Well, God allowed the enemies to punish them, but at the same time, God loved them. I will strengthen you and help you. I will behold you with my right hand, and all who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. You see, there are times that in God's time, he saves people. See, there is a time for punishment. There is a time for rescue. God had allowed Israel to go through, and the whole world thought that they were punished and they never be going to be back to their nation. But God had a time that in 1948 May, they were returned back to their country, and God established them, praise the Lord. And what I am saying is, and then after that, their disobedience. Now, what happened after 1948 is that we have the Israelites come back to their nation. Now, even this time, not all of them are accepting their Messiah, the Christ who died for them. You see, everyone need a Savior. The Savior is a must. Without you, without the Savior, you will have eternal damnation. I don't know if you are Jewish or Gentile. The Word of God says that those who believe in the name of Jesus Christ shall be saved. They will receive eternal life. Once you confess with your mouth that you are a sinner, and then you believe in your heart and you testify that, then you will become the child of God. You became righteous before God. Because you are unrighteous. You and me, we are all unrighteous. The whole human race, the one came from Adam and Eve. There was only one human being God created, and his wife, Eve. Through her, the human race started, with her pregnancy, children were born. And then later, they walked away from God. They walked away from God, then they found only one man in the generation of Noah's children. Three children out of one son came. Shem's son came, and great-great-great-grandson of Shem, in his generation comes Abraham. Then even all the other children of his Shem's generation rejected God, and they walked away from God, even when they knew there was the great flood by which God wanted to basically destroy complete race, human race, animals, everything. But he did not remove that because he found Noah. Noah found grace in God. If you find grace in God today, you will receive Jesus Christ. Now, how will you receive grace? Only the humble will receive grace. In an epistle of a New Testament who was a brother of Jesus Christ, his name is Jacob, he has written, his name is James, otherwise sometimes people call Jacob for James. Now James wrote this epistle. In that we can go and find a verse called the humble shall receive grace. The only person who receives grace is the humble. If you get humble, you can get saved. Now why are you supposed to be saved? Saved means you will be saved from eternal punishment. Everyone who born from Adam and Eve, they passed on the generational sin. The generational sin, Adam received the curse and generational sins. How did the sin came on Adam? Because Adam rebelled against God's idea. God told him what he should do and he should not do. He disobeyed God with Eve, and they received the, once they surrendered, when they received the punishment by obeying Lucifer or Satan. When Lucifer communicated with him and Eve through the serpent, now the serpent communicated with Eve and they obeyed the idea what Satan was told them. Now when they obey Satan, the Satan's all the evil natures of Satan, hatred, anger, I mean selfishness, all the dirty things you can imagine in the human race today, murder and everything, have passed on to Adam and Eve. You see that then Adam's first son killed the second son. See, the murder entered in them, hatred entered in them, arrogance and anger and jealous and everything, covetousness and everything entered into them, and they became full sinners. That's the sin. That's the original sin. What my teachers and scholars before me, who I am to learn from, and the word of God, that this is original sin. This original sin never goes away. It's in your blood, it's in your mind, it's in your soul, it's in every part of your body, and you will continue to do the sin until you surrender to Jesus Christ and accept him. Either you are Jew or Gentile, everyone need a savior. So once you accept Jesus Christ and confess your sins, you become righteous by God. God will put a stamp on your spirit, your soul, that you are saved eternally. Now you will have to do that, otherwise there is no salvation. Now God is ruling right now. I am mainly want to talk about the Jewish nation and rule of Jesus Christ and the Messiah on them. Now in 45th chapter of Isaiah, it says, O God and Savior of Israel, in chapter 45 verse 15, then continue, all the makers of the idols will be put to shame, and Israel will be saved by the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You will never be put to shame or disgrace to ages everlasting. Is praise the Lord. You see, the Israel, whoever who are not accepting Christ today, and they will have to live until that great terrible tribulation time, which is what is happening after the coming of Jesus Christ. There will be a tribulation. See, I am talking about the second coming of Jesus Christ in the mid-air to receive the saints, those who are waiting upon him, those who believed in him, those who accepted him as a savior and have the stamp of righteousness by God on them, and they will be taken up into the air, and they will go with the one who believed and died in Christ. The all the tombs will break open, and they will go to heaven with Christ. Then after that, 7 years later, that continuous tribulation of 7 years, and the last 3.5 years, great tribulation, which is for the Jewish nation, when the Antichrist asked them to worship his idol after he helped them to build the temple. I am keeping repeating this over and over again, and because I want the Jewish people and brothers and sisters, everyone, to listen and believe in Jesus Christ. So now if you are a Jew and you think you don't need a salvation because you are the son of Abraham or a daughter of Abraham, no, that has been over. Because Abraham believed in God, it was counted on him to righteousness. It was his faith, not his work, that he was saved. Even though the law was given in the Old Testament, the Levitical law, the Ten Commandments, and all the laws given to them. Those laws they performed, but they failed. Nobody can perform all of it. Now, sometime and time they pass it, sometimes they fail it. So they have to go back and repeat it. They have to perform sacrifices and offering. Now, only a remnant of people of Jewish nation saved in every generation. Only a remnant, a part of them, maybe one third of it, may be saved. Now, this time also, if you are waiting for salvation and you are waiting for Messiah, you're thinking, I don't need any salvation from anybody else, but Jesus Christ is the only one who can give you salvation, because at the end point of the tribulation, Jesus appears and he saves those who go through the punishment and tribulation and everything and get saved at the end. And those who are the one who will survive the fearsome tribulation, gold will purify them like a gold and silver purify in the fire. Just like that, they go through, the ones who go through that type of purification, and they are the only one going to meet the real Messiah and recognize him. So this is the time to do it. Believe in Jesus Christ, you shall be saved. Now may I come back to you with the announcement, because the time for this message is over. Thank you for listening.
Hello, this is Pastor Chaco Varghese. I like to repeat an announcement about three books available. When You Meet God, second book, Does God Answer Your Prayers? Third book, Violence, Murder, Massacre. In Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble online, also available Apple iTunes audio version. So if you send me $15 per piece, and $3.50 for the postage, total $18.50, I will mail this book to you. My address, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076. And I am Dr. Chaco Varghese, Chacko, last name V.S. Victor, Arghese. These are very useful and good books. May the Lord richly bless you by reading these books, and you can ask me to mail this to you. You can also ask this from WCNO, WCNO 89.9 FM, Palm City, Florida. So if you like to do that, you can look up WCNO and their mailing address. Hello, this is Dr. Chaco Varghese, pastor, evangelist, and Christian counselor. Word of Eternal Life is a self-supporting ministry. It's a part of Life Eternal Ministries from Florida. We have currently preaching the gospel in three radio stations. Our goal is to reach out the maximum number of people as this time before the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We also support other ministries with our own finance in India and Africa, also Voice of Martyrs. We also conduct mission trips and preach and teach in different cities every year in India. As persecution is severe in India, many people are coming to the Lord, and the churches are getting larger and larger, and we are reaching out more people groups and training more pastors and evangelists over there. As you know, there is an immense amount of money, finance required for this purpose. We are requesting your support at this time, because the work is more, and the more people are coming to the kingdom. Our prayer ministries in Florida started around 30 years or so, evangelism and mission trips and prayer ministries. If you would like to support, please send your gift or donations to Life Eternal Ministries, 8187 Northwest 107 Terrace, Parkland, Florida 33076.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot Chacko, V like Victor, @gmail.com. That is PR dot chakov@gmail.com.
Come ye sinners, the poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready stands to save.